Welcome to season 4 of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Mindfulness Pilates teacher of over 24 years and author. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain to feel good and working through stress to calm with relaxation, positive affirmation, and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind. For more relaxation, stretching, core stability, back strengthening and happiness. Be mindful, feel stronger, happy and calm. So welcome to today's podcast. I have a guest, it's a brand new season and we're coming into a new season. And what better way than to have the beautiful Sarah Van Dort, who is a personal stylist and networking franchisee. Sarah, thank you so much for being a guest.
Thank you for having me. It's lovely to be here.
Hooray for this. So we actually met through your amazing networking, and it's called WIBN, Women in Business Network, and you're one of the franchisees. And you have many, many groups, both in-person ones, and I come to your online one, which is on Zoom, which is a chance to network with other businesswomen. So, yeah, do you want to just share a bit about that, how we met?
Absolutely. So yes, I've been networking, as you said at the beginning, as a personal stylist. About 8 years ago, I started my networking journey and absolutely fell in love with it and became a networking butterfly. And I just went to every group I could. I just loved it so much. Meeting with inspiring women is just the most amazing thing that you can do. And then I was offered 2.5 years ago, the franchisee of the group that I was in, well, I was actually in two groups, was retiring. And she said, you're the natural, you know, success. So would you be interested? And I was like, absolutely. So I took over two groups with 18 members, including myself. And then I grew it within sort of 18 months to 6 or 7 groups with over 18 members, and it's still growing. And one of the things that hadn't been done before, because we hadn't really been on Zoom, this was locked down and new to us, was doing an online only group, which means that women all over the country, in fact, we have people in Spain and France who also join in. So if you can work online, you can be in a national group and network with women all over the country. So, you know, that's where obviously I met you, Bev, because we're not in the same town, but, you know, we work together very much. And, you know, it's just an amazing, we get so much energy into the group and everybody's working really well together. And it's not just about business. It's not just about the bottom line and making money. It's about support. It's about friendship. It's about growing professionally and personally. So that's really the, you know, what they're all about.
Yeah, that's right. So I find it really good, actually. It really has helped me, you know, grow my business already. And as you say, great friendships. It's lovely to support, you know, the other, you know, female entrepreneurs that are in your group and everything as well. And you learn so much. Interestingly, the positive affirmation, I'm going to bring it in now because it's sort of coming
Excellent.
Into this bit of the conversation. I'm going to pick one of, I always pick a, as you know, a happy and calm card message of the day. And the one I picked was, I love to learn. What did I learn today? And what I find of being a member as well is I love learning and I love reading like you, and you listen to loads of books and stuff. And it's about business development as well. So, but it's not just about having business development topics as well, which helps you grow personally and professionally. And like, it might be like, you know, what's your bread and butter work, what's your, you know, cream work, what's your dream work, and you have breakout rooms and you get to discuss these topics and develop your business. But also I love learning from, there's only one me in the group, as in mindfulness
Pilates, one profession
exactly, and you know, with my working through stress to calm work. And then you've got all the others. So you've got from the savvy accountants to the financial planners to the solicitors and every type of solicitor you can imagine. But what I find is you have presentations and you learn so much from each individual, don't you? You learn, you know, and it's helped me become, you know, add in more and more sensible, maybe, you know, like financial things into my life and learn more. And recently I even went to a how to invest in stocks and shares workshop with one of the members, because
you know, there's such an array of professions that are members. And yeah, I found it absolutely incredible. So by the way, everyone, highly recommend you give it a go.
I think what you're saying, Beth, is that it really broadens your horizons. It introduces you to things that you never knew you needed to know. And, you know, so it opens your eyes to things that really, really help you and your business that you didn't even know existed out there. I mean, you went on a creative writing workshop with one of the ladies as well. So you've gone from investment to creative writing. And, you know, who knew that was something that we all needed? So,
brilliant. Exactly. Yeah, the creative writing workshop for corporate and business individuals as well with Nikki was, you know, really fantastic. And it was, I love journaling and all of that sort of thing, and obviously teach it with, you know, the mindfulness Pilates and stuff, but doing it with someone else is a whole nother take on it. And, you know, you learn new passions and hobbies, and it's just, you know, like you with your styling, it's like it's somebody, you know, lots of people do social media, and like suddenly I found out that you've had 250,000 listen to this listener
views.
Sarah, I had a 250,000. Tell everybody about this on your Instagram.
I had a post that had 280,000 views. That's like that's just insane. But you know, it's nice. I mean, it's all at the end of the day, for me, it's about trying to, you know, engage with people who are interested in what I'm talking about. It's not just, oh my God, you know, these people have looked at it and liked it. It's about the fact that it's engaged, and hopefully somebody's learned something from it and, you know, found something that might help them. So, you know, it was just like, this keeps going up and up and up. Where's that come from?
Yes, because you've then had Instagram real lessons, and then I've then heard that you've had 250,000, and I'm like, oh, I'm looking to look at, is it AbFab Image on Instagram?
AbFab Image, AbFab Image, my styling on everything. So, and it is, it's inspiring when you see somebody else that it's worked for. And I did do the training with a really fabulous member of one of my groups. And, you know, it's so focused, but it's nice to put your personality. It's not about, you know, following a formula, really. It's just about doing it. And actually, there were bits on it that, you know, if I'd have been trying to be very professional, I might have changed, because I kept showing like a little bit of white bra, and I was like, oh, and you know, had I have thought it too over through too much, I would have gone, oh, I'm going to do that again, you can't have that. But actually, I think that's what was engaging, is that, you know, we like to see real people, don't we?
Yes, yeah, exactly. And so I was really inspired by that you've done this Instagram training and the reels you're creating. And you are it's fun, but it's also informative and it's educating. And it's like, I suddenly looked on there, I was like, oh, Sarah's got this really great reel, which is like a little video, if you don't know what the word is for reels. It's a little video, which is really fun, of like how to wear a summer sarong. And I was like, have you got a sarong in my wardrobe? And Sarah's just shown me seven ways to tie a sarong and look really glamorous. Yeah. And, you know, you're creating so many tips for people on there, and inspiration. And that then inspired me. I was like, what can I do to make mine more interesting? And then I did the do-it-yourself version of it, learning how to do it.
Yeah.
And I in my working through stress to calm, I teach the power pose, hands on hips, good posture, hands at the side of the neck, arms in the air. And I was like, you can then create really interesting things to help and inspire or bring more happiness, confidence, calm, whatever that is, success for people, whatever that is that you're helping people with. So yeah, I think it's very inspiring what you're doing on your social media.
Thank you so much. It's nice to hear that, because you know, it is about, it's not just about doing something for the sake of it and hoping you get likes. It's about, you know, giving value, I think, and also being real. You know, that's what's really important, is people can see you, that I am a real person. I have faults. Nothing's perfect about me. So it's just, I think that's kind of, you can inspired by somebody that you can relate to.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you are a fun person, but it doesn't look cozy, even though, you know, some people who do these things, it's sort of very posy and staged, and it's like an actor or an actress doing it. They're not really being themselves, but you are, you know, you are actually having fun with it. And now you are actually being yourself, which is, you can sort of, I think you can really tell the difference. So that's lovely. Now, I thought we'd talk a little bit, that's okay. I thought we'd talk a little bit about your mindfulness Pilates journey. So what was the reason that you started the mindfulness Pilates with me on at my mindfulness Pilates Zoom studio?
Well, do you know what? I've done Pilates in the past and, you know, I've loved it. But, you know, I think what really, really made me want to come and do yours, Bev, was that, you know, it was the journaling. It was the relaxation. It was the positive affirmations. You know, it was this whole package that I haven't seen before anywhere because you're so innovative with it. And I just felt that those were the things that I really, really needed to bring into my life. Yes, it's about the movement. Yes, I do have, you know, I've got bursitis and I've got, you know, I'm nearly 57 in a few weeks' time. So, you know, everything creaks a bit, you know I need to keep my body moving, but it's also, I love the mind-body connection that you bring to it, which is very individual, very unique, and what I think I need at my stage in life.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. So the bursitis is, if you haven't heard of it before, listening, is in the hip, isn't it? So before you came along, you were taking on and off quite a few painkillers, or if you were doing, working with a styling client, or, you know, you do so many different, we'll talk about your styling even more later, definitely. But, you know, sometimes you have to take painkillers before seeing a client. And so how are you doing now in your body and hip?
Yeah, it's definitely helping. It's definitely making it more movable. I do take less painkillers. And I just think continually moving, you know, Bev, I love the fact, and you know that you, because Bev sends, for those listeners, Bev sends a recording. So I can do it again twice a week, which means there's more continuity. You know, Bev gives us our 6 minutes a day, which I do, even if I'm just in bed, you know, I'll think, well, just give her, you know, swizzle my knees around. And so I think it is just changing your whole mindset to being more focused on movement. And the right sort of movement is going to help my hip. And it is helping my hip. So I think that, you know, it definitely, so bursitis is basically where you have a fluid sac and it hardens up. And that's when you get the pain. So you need to keep that moving and keep that fluid there. So
Yeah, that's definitely great. Yeah, my mum had that. She's, how old is she now? 82. She's now in what I call the injury-free zone. You know, not getting symptoms and being able to walk easily and getting up and down the stairs. Whereas I used to hold on to her arm for dear life. But it just shows you all you need is that oiling and that movement and to move a lot more.
Definitely.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the road signs with those like pictures of an elderly person hunched over, bending over. And I do feel like the world, you're kind of given this image of what an old person is going to end up like, and that really, I really don't agree with it. I mean, I've seen my dad after his hip replacement not very long ago, you know, go from completely hunched over, he was an old looking person, like exactly like that road sign. And now, after his hip replacement, he's exercising 3 to 4 times a day with the Pilates physio, you know, twice a day walk, and getting stronger every day, getting ready back for the golf course. And we don't have to end up like that.
We don't.
But it's a choice, I think. It's a very big choice.
My mum at 87, she's passed away now 5 years ago, but at 87, she was still saying the reason that she wasn't using a frame was because of her Pilates. And she swore by it, and you know, that's you know, so that obviously is a bit of an inspiration to me as well. She was a big inspiration, but you know, she swears that's why she never ended up needing a stick or a frame.
Yeah, I can you know, that's just fantastic. Good on your mum.
Totally.
I've heard about your mum. Yeah. What a wonderful lady. Sarah loves you very much. So so you were talking about all the other bits and bobs, because something I found, it's like you're always very inspired in your business, and same with me. And you know, I mean, I'm on year 25 of teaching this now, and most people might be bored by now. Might be really bored or retiring, but I'm more inspired than ever. So, but adding in the personal development makes it much more interesting. And I think as entrepreneurs, we desperately need it to switch off and to create a bit more work-life balance. But it doesn't have to take long. So like, you love the things like the 1 minute meditation and you know, 1 minute journaling and 1 minute this and 1 minute that and 1 minute stretch, you know, get off your desk and do a little 1 minute stretch. And, you know, some of your goals were to get, you like the fact that you've got back into getting the actual journal. You've got lovely journals and notebooks and you hadn't been using them. So now you've got them back out again.
I have, absolutely. And yeah, and you know, you talk about morning routine all the time. And what I think is amazing is that, you know, when you, as a business person, you read all these books and it's like, you need to get up at 5 a.m. and you need to be doing this. And actually, no, you don't. You can do this, you know, at 7, 8, 9, if you want to, whatever your life, because some, you know, entrepreneurs are working till 9 at night, they shouldn't need to be getting up at 5 to do that. So, you know, I think that is something that, you know, comes in, and it can just be 1 minute. You don't have to do a whole hour of a morning routine. You can if you want, but I think these are the sort of things that, you know, it's good to have all those different views. Some people love to do a long morning routine, and you know, I think that's great. But when you're having a busy day, you know, it's easy to go, well, I haven't got time to do an hour, I'm not going to do anything. Whereas I think what you encourage is you can just do 1 minute of movement, 1 minute of journaling, 1 minute of affirmations or gratitude. And that, I think, is the game changer for me, you know, with my personal development, is that I can do all these things. I don't have to do hours and hours of them. I can if I want, but, you know, they are still very, very valuable. And in the networking meeting that you're in, Bev, you do that, you're calm to happy in 1 minute in the middle of it. And I love that, because I suddenly feel like I've calmed down from the first part, and then I feel rejuvenated for the second part. And it's a minute. You know, that's mad that you can go from one stream to the other in 1 minute.
Exactly. That is what the 1 minute thing is going to be for you today. And we'll join in too. So when we finish the next bit of our chat, we'll be going into calm to happy in 1 minute. And you can join in exclusive. You can join in with me and Sarah.
Join in.
Yeah, definitely. So we'll come to that in a little bit. So you've been on quite a journey in your life, and there's been, like everyone, it's like the waves of the sea. You know, there's ups and downs and good times and challenging times and sad times of life. And you were talking a little bit about, you know, different things that you'd be happy to share about, and some of the things that have affected you in relation to other people close to you having mental health issues and something like that. Would you like to share a little bit about this journey?
Yeah, absolutely. So my son had ADHD, has, he's now 28, has 6 children. So I'm a grandmother to 6 grandchildren. And, you know, I spent his whole life fighting for him. I've taken the LEA to, you know, don't get me wrong, there is support out there if you're in the right county. You know, I've taken schools to tribunals. I've taken on the LEA. I've introduced schools when schools have said to me, but we don't know anyone that can come and talk to us, to the teachers. And then I've had the CAM saying to me, yes, but we've been trying to get into the school to talk to them. I've been the one that's brought them together, you know, and it takes its toll on you. You know, my lovely son, he is gorgeous, but he's been expelled from every school he's been at since he was about 7. He's, you know, he's been in trouble with the police. It's been a struggle, and that's why I'm probably having my career later in life, because everything revolved around keeping him on track. And ADHD is really hard to see in your children.
Would you like to explain it? Yeah, a little bit for those who don't know much about it.
Of course.
What it stands for.
Yeah, so ADHD is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Now, the hyperactivity doesn't necessarily mean they're running around all the time and going mad. It means their brain never switches off. So if you imagine you're sat in a room and you've got 10 television sets around you, and you can't take anything in, and then the frustration that might bore in you, you know, when they're sleeping, they're not really sleeping. As they were little, their brains are still going all the time. But it means they can't concentrate. It means that they don't interact well with people. So it means that they will perhaps not understand people's facial expressions. Like if my son was being told off, he'd laugh because he actually didn't know how to express anything else. And of course, people that were telling him off found that really frustrating, thought he was being insolent, and then that would lead to problems. he couldn't go into big rooms. He had other things like separation anxiety when he was young, a thing called ODD, which is oppositional defiance disorder, which is where you just can't take being disciplined. And as a parent, there's always the undertone that it's your fault. And as a parent, you know, that takes an awful lot of a toll on you. And, you know, I was, you know, myself and my ex-husband were not together. And that was really, really hard. And, you know, you just thought, I'm failing. You know, but actually the day he got diagnosed was the best day of my life. You know, I know there's lots of diagnosis of things, there's these disorders, but it felt right that he had that diagnosis. But you know, I'm part of the sandwich generation, Bev, like so many of us are. So now I'm that my son is much, much better. He's married, so it's somebody else's issue problem now. But now I've got my dad who has dementia, who, you know, as I said, my mum's passed away. And so now I'm sort of in another realm of dealing with somebody with mental illness. And it takes its toll on you. It's very, very stressful. So, you know, but we find ways and means of dealing with that. And that's the only way to keep moving forward.
Yeah. And what other tools and things have you found have helped you, and how has it affected you? You obviously said it's stressful.
Yeah, it is stressful. So I have regular massages actually, which is really good for my body as well. I have done Reiki, reflexology. I've worked with an amazing hypnotherapist who also does a thing called BWRT, which is brainwork recursive therapy. I think that's what it stands for. And at one stage in my son's life, he was quite threatening with knives and things like that. He never actually did anything, but it was his way of getting it out, his frustration out. And that caused me lots of anxiety issues, and this helped incredibly. The difference in me after I had the BWRT was just incredible. So yeah, I'm up for trying anything really. You know, I believe so much in complementary therapies. And as you know, I do also take antidepressants, just because I've been through so many ups and downs, that coming off it, they would rather I just kept on a sort of a low dose, which I'm happy with. My body accepts it. I don't have any, you know, I personally, I don't have any issues with it. It seems to work, keep me on an even keel. I still have lots of feelings. I still cry, and it's not like it takes my emotions away, but I then don't have so many peaks and troughs in my mental health. And it means that, you know, the other disciplines, you know, such as the modalities such as the Reiki and you know, mindfulness, etc., I can take them on board because I'm already in a calmer state. So yeah, lots of things. I'm always you know, as you always say, Bev, listen to your body. And I listen to my body, and whatever it needs at that stage, I try and provide for it.
Yeah, great words of wisdom. I mean, it just sounded so good when you said it then.
Sorry.
It sounded really good. You know, I think, you know, you're a really good role model of, you know, really, you know, looking after, finding ways to look after yourself through, you know, I think when you have a child or children, you really, there's something that happens to you. You just want to do everything you possibly can for them. And yes, I think, you know, we really do have to protect ourselves and look after ourselves and have as many, I think, you know, from my side, you know, boundaries and things like that. And, you know, the self-care is just so vital. So I find it quite exciting that I teach these self-care things because, you know, I met somebody this week, and they're like, oh, I do Pilates twice a week. But then I see people who do, yeah, great. But what when, you know, suddenly it's a pandemic, and suddenly, you know, if you don't learn to practice some self-care every day, you know, you can be a bit screwed during those sad or really stressful or challenging times. If you're not doing something daily, you know, you can't just go on holiday once or twice a year. You know, we need a bit like Dr. Rangan Chatterjee says, author and doctor who I really like and respect, and his books and podcasts and stuff. You know, we need a holiday every day. So that's my new philosophy, is to have a holiday every day myself. That means self-care and Pilates and walks and whatever. And my job is to motivate people to want to do this because it's going to really help.
Yeah, and you do, you know, you do motivate us. And the fact that, you know, you are on social media and, you know, I mean, so last week we had a networking meeting and I was in your basket on your bike and it was lovely because I was looking at blue skies, but I was looking at blue skies and then you showed me the sea and it was, I felt like I was there. But, you know, you can integrate this into your daily life as well. You know, your daily life does not have to be sitting at your desk all day long. You know, you can integrate it as well as, you know, taking time out. But, you know, we didn't have networking, we just had a lovely chat and you know, you were sort of nearly accosted by a big bug, but apart from that, you know, I felt like I was with you, which was lovely. I came off feeling that I'd been out in the open air as well, which is great.
Yeah, walk and talk.
Walk
and talk meetings are great. And then I just sat and had my, chocolate smoothie picnic, and then the bugs arrived. So I then moved on.
They were big.
Yeah, they were actually. There was a smaller one, and then it looked like it had babies, and another one arrived, doubled in size. Oh dear! But it was beautiful in some parts.
Yeah,
it was very beautiful. So how are you getting on with your morning routine?
So it's doing well. It had a bit of a blip, as you know, because I broke my foot, and everything just kind of went to pot, really. And so now I'm trying to get back into doing, you know, it just when you go through something like that, it is actually a trauma, physical trauma, but also it kind of is a mental trauma as well. And then I couldn't really do much, and I couldn't do my Pilates, although, you know, I have to say, Bev, thank you so much, because when I did I tried to do it after a couple of weeks, I was back, but you were so great going, if you're just working your top half this week, you didn't make me feel guilty about keeping the class back or anything. Mm-mm. So, you know, I did get back into it. So I am doing my gratitude and taking some time out and doing some stretches, trying to do my 6 minutes, just even if it's in bed. So yeah, it's definitely getting better, and it does make me feel more, you know, ready to be more productive for the day, because you already feel like you've done something for you and now you can get on with your work. And, you know, running two businesses is very, very, very busy, and it would be easy not to do anything. It would be much easier to go, oh, I haven't got time, I'm just going to go and sit at my desk. But I feel so much better when I have done something.
Yeah, you're doing really well. You can have a high five for that. Well done. The gold star. So we're going to go into Calm to Happy in 1 minute now, so we'll be back in just a second to do that together. A big welcome to Calm to Happy in 1 minute. You can join in here with myself and Sarah. So placing your hands on your heart or resting on your lap, sitting or standing, close your eyes with good posture. Breathing in through your nose, breathing out through your mouth, relax. With the affirmation, well done, breathe and relax at your own pace. In through the nose, out through the mouth, relax. Well done. Recharging your batteries, breathe and relax. And one more, breathe and relax. Well done. Gonna open your eyes and energize now. Silently or out loud, with or without the arm. You're gonna join in with me and Sarah here. On your mark, get set, go. Well done.
Well done, 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 well done.
That is Calm to Happy in 1 minute. Really hope you enjoyed it. Give yourself a double million times high five. And thank you, Sarah, so much for joining in with everyone with that today. And well done at home too, or wherever you're joining in. Really hope you loved that. Lots of love. So how did you enjoy joining in with Calm to Happy in 1 minute? If you're saying, I didn't join in that time, rewind and join in, because it will make you feel so much better. It combines the meditation, relaxation, breathing and feeling calm, and the affirmation of well done. And there is always something to say well done to yourself for, personally and professionally, or charity work wise or volunteer work wise. And you can't fight with that affirmation. And then the second bit, you've got a power pose in it. High power pose, one of them is punching the arms in the air and arms in the air, like you're winning a race. And when you say well done 10 times, that puts you, helps, you know, research shows it gives you more happiness, confidence and success. It's the best possible thing you can do before something stressful, something really important, with the lawyers I'm teaching lately, before a stressful court hearing, or before an interview, if you get nervous or feel like you've got an imposter syndrome or something like that, it really boosts you up. Or in a long Zoom meeting, like the WIBM ones are 2 hours long, which I find a bit long. I thank God that we do a bit of can't happy in the middle when I'm there, because otherwise I do find it too long. So it energizes. How did you enjoy that today, Sarah?
Oh, loved it. I always love it. And I agree, 2 hours is a long time. I always give a 3 minute break halfway through, and then we do our 1 minute calm to happy. And it just feels like it's a new meeting and it's completely regenerated. And so, yeah, I love the calm to happy.
Yeah, it's really, really good. And before we've just got a few more minutes together. So just about your styling work. So you're obviously a personal stylist. So what did inspire you to get into that?
I have always loved style. I've always, not fashion so much, you know, I do love looking at most sort of current fashion, you know, over the age of 25, you sort of look at and go, I could never ever wear that anyway. So I've always loved style. I've always loved helping women. You know, my sisters have always come to me, I've got two older sisters, and say, well, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? And I'd go shopping with my mum, and I just loved trying things on myself and trying makeup. I absolutely loved. I got into it quite late. I'm nearly 57, mainly because of my son, because, you know, no, I'm not blaming him in any way, but it was very, took all my energy. And then when the time came, and, you know, I was able to do my training, I trained with Colour Me Beautiful, and it's just the best thing that I've ever done. It just feels like it's a part of me, helping women feel amazing. You know, I think people look at me, I'm not intimidating, I'm very approachable. You know, I'm 57, I'm 5'2", size 16, you know, I'm a normal woman, you know. So if it's almost like, if I can make myself look and feel good, hopefully I can make other people look and feel good. And I don't work on their brain. You know, I just make them look really good in what they're wearing, and it's feeling good, so that they can just take the day on. And it kind of balances so well now with the women's networking that I run. It's all about helping women go out there, achieve their goals, whether they're life goals, relationship goals, business goals. You know, if you feel like you look good, and you look in a mirror and you think, yes, what I'm looking at is what I'm feeling inside, then you can just go out and achieve anything, in my opinion, which is why I just, you know, it's not about clothes. It's about the feeling and your own personal style. It's about bringing that out of you, not giving you a style, but really bringing out who you are. And that's where my passion lies.
Yeah, it definitely makes a big difference. And you do people's colours and everything. And I find it so useful having my colours done. And I, you know, so I know when I do buy clothes, I know that I'm looking for the purples, I'm looking for the reds, I'm looking for the browns. I don't like too, not too browny person, but more of the golds. I'm looking for, you know, teal blues and those sorts of, you know, those things. And it makes it really helpful, you know, to know what your colours which really don't suit you. So, you know, I found out that bright pink is just a big no for me. So I have to have, of course, bright pink in my office to make up for it. So there are solutions, yep. But, you know, you do the colours, the styling, and as you said, the personality. And, you know, it's very useful to know all these things. And you take people shopping, and you help people with their whole wardrobe edits and very personalised bespoke stuff. And you help men as well as the women.
I absolutely do, because men and, you know, all sorts of genders, you know, I've worked with transgender as well. You know, it's like everybody deserves to feel fabulous. Exactly. And look fabulous. And, you know, like you said, once you know your colours, you might change every sort of 15, 20 years or something. Think our features soften a bit and our hair might go greyer. But generally, it then takes that thought out of you. You don't have to think about that because you just know it. And body shape's the same. It's like body shape, people get so hung up on. But basically, it's shoulder to hip ratio, and if you go in or out at the waist, you know, it's not scary. And once you understand yourself, then the style is just an easy, is the part that you can develop and have fun with and go on a journey with. And that's what I love doing, the whole journey to making you feel amazing. You open your wardrobe in the morning, you're like, I've got everything fits me, everything feels fabulous. So that's the journey.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. I really do believe what you said, that, you know, when you when you do all the exterior, it creates a lovely feeling. I some people pride themselves in not wearing makeup and things, and I just think, well, no thanks. I like to have some nice makeup on. It makes me feel good when I look better for myself. It makes me feel good. And yeah, you know, so I think it, you know, all of it, you know, you talked about grooming on your social media, yep. And nails, and you have beautiful red nails, and all of these things added up, you know, it's just lovely.
And whether we like it or not, we are judged on how we look. Now, that's not necessarily right, but before people get to know us, they will judge us on how we look. When you meet someone, only 7% of what your first impression is what they say, is the words. It's all on how they look, how they speak, what their tone of voice. That's what you're judged on before people even listen to a word that's come out of your mouth. So, you know, whether we like it or not, it is important. And things like a bit of eyeliner or a bit of mascara will open your eyes so people can see your eyes. A bit of lipstick, it doesn't have to be bright, people will see your lips moving and be more interested in what you're saying. So, you know, there are studies that say, you know, I'm not saying everybody needs to, but it's about grooming and fit, looking how you want to be perceived, really.
Yeah, and it really does make you feel better. Absolutely. So we're going to, before we go today, we're going to just do one last thing. We're going to pick one more happy and calm card, because it's really nice to chat about it together, what the card message means to you. And for you listening, wherever you're listening, whether it's cooking or out for a lovely walk or cozy at home, wherever it might be right now, you can have a think about what the message means to you today. So I'm just giving them a shuffle, happy and calm cards. Best message for the podcast today. And we'll chat to Sarah about what it means to you. And then you can think about what it means to you. Best message for the podcast. Breathe and relax. It says, I have a great imagination. I always have lots of good ideas. Sarah, what does that mean to you today?
Oh, do you know, my mind is always coming up with ideas. I'm always coming up with creative ideas, which I then have to try and sift through. And I've got, interestingly, I have got a couple of really good ones going at the moment, and I have to just see if I can put them into practice. So yes, I definitely ideas is somewhere that I sit really, really, really happily with. And I do have those cards, and I do pick one every day as well, Bev.
You do, which is really exciting. I love the fact that I've inspired someone that wants to buy a set and then, you know, actually use them every day like you do.
I do.
Like, so rewarding for me to hear. So it's very exciting. What does that mean to me today? Yeah, a bit like you, I do have lots of good ideas, but I feel like it's a time of, without getting too excited about the next thing and the next thing to add in to help people, because I'm always designing things to help people, as you know, I feel like it's a time of consolidation and really, you know, teaching these tools more and more. And, you know, I'm quite excited about the working through stress to calm, you know, 1 minute tools for people to help those more, for the lawyers and corporate and anyone who's stressed, or, you know, parents going through divorce, etc. So yeah, eventually for that to become a book, definitely. I even had the book title popped into my mind this morning, but you know, there's no rush for these things. I'm not in any rush to write book three, but I can see, you know, if you get the inspiration in, you can just write it down and put it in a lovely, beautiful little notebook, and then keep concentrating on, I feel it's the time to teach the tools at the moment. So that's what it means to me. And for you listening, what does that mean to you today? One of the beautiful things I do with Sarah and my clients is the journaling in 1 minute. If you want to, you can set an alarm for 1 minute and write down this affirmation, and then just write down whatever it means to you today and see what comes to you. It's just a really amazing tool as well. And even doctors are recommending journaling now. How fantastic.
Amazing. Amazing. It's lovely that they are coming around to alternative and complementary ways of self-care.
Yeah. I think as soon as they find something's got a bit of research and science behind it, then it gets a tick. So like for my first 16 years in teaching mindfulness Pilates, I never used the word meditation ever, because it was like way out there, you know. It's like you don't still say meditation. So I said breathing and relaxation. And now, because doctors are recommending meditation, because there's research to, you know, to show it really helps, you know, with mental health and stuff and anxiety and things, and mindfulness is even, you know, recommended for body and, you know, the mind. And then not so well known yet is the journaling, but you've got, you know, these doctors, like the, you know, certain doctors, you know, really prevalent out there, are really sort of bringing these things to the forefront, which is exciting.
It is exciting, and it's really necessary, because we are living in a world where mental health is, you know, affecting a massive amount of the population. And unless they get on board with these things, they're just going to be just handing pills out. And, you know, that's not going to help the population in general. I think they're coming around to that thought.
I think all these things are, you know, can be preventative, or they can help alongside, you know, definitely 100% help alongside the medical profession too. So Sarah, thank you so much for coming along today. Now, would you just share your website for everybody so everyone can find you?
Absolutely. So my styling website is www.abfabimage.co.uk. And if anyone is interested in the networking, it's Women in Business Networking. And the website is www.wibn.co.uk. And you can contact me however you wish.
I'd highly, highly recommend, if you are a woman in business, I really, really recommend Sarah's networking. You can go and visit up to twice before you decide whether you want to join. So, you know, that's a really, really nice thing to do. And what area? So obviously you've got two online, and I'm a member of one of those. And where are the other areas where people can come and see in person?
I'm around the Bucks and Barks area. So I've got Bucks and Barks, and I've got some plans for some new ones as well, sort of Oxford Way and all sorts of different Hampshire. So yeah, got some new plans as well. You heard it here first, ladies.
Hampshire, well, it comes to my area.
Well, do you know what? Who knows? Who knows?
Who knows? Sarah's up for it. And, you know, with the styling, you know, if you feel a bit rubbish, if you're feeling rubbish about your clothes, your look, your wardrobe, and you're feeling a bit frumpy dumpy, Sarah is here for you.
I am here for you. And I work online or in person anywhere. Yeah,
that's so very good to know.
I travel.
Do you go as far as London as well?
Oh, all the time. Yeah, I go to London an awful lot. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I go further afield as well. So I just travel and cook. But I'm happy to go anywhere.
Yeah, that's great. And on the show notes, it'll have all your social media links and everything. And obviously you must follow Sarah there. Have you got a parting word of wisdom that you'd like to share with everyone, whether it's a mindfulness Pilates one or just anything you just feel like that you'd love to just parting words?
Okay, so the thing I'm thinking about at the moment, and as Bev mentioned, I do read a lot and listen to a lot, and as she also knows, I'm very much into Denise Duffel Thomas at the moment with Chill and Prosper, and a few books she's done. And one of the things she talks about is, yes, mindfulness is really important, but you have to take action. You can't just sit there and look at a candle and go, please let this happen. And I think the mantra that she came up with that really sits in my mind at the moment is, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. And I think that that is really what I would leave with, is that that is how life is. If it's meant to be, it's up to me. It's up to you to get to do it and do it.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
Lots of love.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access my free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes on my website. You can also book your reduced back pain to feel good one-to-one Mindfulness Pilates program on Zoom, or Mindfulness Pilates membership by going to mindfulnesspilates.com.